AFI Boot Camp in Miami Beach, Florida. This is the Power Hour. Welcome.
And hello to you. We are live from the CFI class in Miami Beach and or Miami. I live in Miami Beach. That's where our office is. And we have a new office. I wanted to ask you something before we start. I think it's kind of an interesting question for some of you will know. And I want to tell you something. It's very personal to me, but it's, I think some of you experienced the same thing. And I wanted to sort of see what you think about it. So let me go to the, I want to go to this presentation in a second. So I have it queued up, but look here, I met someone the other day. We had a conversation about it because I noticed they had a tattoo on their wrist and it said 1111. And that's the only tattoo they appeared to have. And so this person I know, he's a chaplain of all things. And so I said, is that what, I think I know why you have that on your wrist. And he said, why? I said, because the number 11 appears a lot for you. He said, yes. And it appears for me all the time. Every day during the day, I'll see 11s everywhere. So when I looked up at the clock, it was 1111, right? When I look at my phone, it's 911. It can be 411, there'll be 11s every, though I'll see them many, many times during the day. And he said, you know, that's common with certain people. He says, certain people have threes. I said, I have 11. So I just embraced it. I just put 11. So I have that. I don't know if any of you put in the chat if you have such an experience, but I have this thing with 11s. I'll wake up, it'll be 7-11. I go get something to drink, it'll be 4-11. Something 11 will happen, like multiple times, not one time per day, multiple times per day. So I thought that was interesting. So man, don't spook me if it's scary though, okay? All right, we'll get started on what we're going to do today. So let's do that. So I was going to put up a background, but I guess I'm not going to because here I am. So here we are. So I'm going to do something fun today. So 11s, there you go. And we're going to look at the FOI, but it's kind of serious in a way because it's very interesting. You know, my contention, if you don't know me, so my idea of things is we make flying way too hard, make it way too complicated. There's too much information to know. DPs are a challenge to they're set in their ways, all these things, these systems in place that aggravate me, right? So that's kind of how it is. And so sometimes in my quest for like, I like to look at things like in historical perspective. I like to say, how do we do it then? How do we do it now? Is there anything we lost in that process? Or is any, or was it a good thing? We entirely abandoned all that. Was that a good idea? And sometimes we get the answer, yes, it's best we left some of that where it is. And other times it's like, wow, there's some stuff in there that's not been carried through. And I think you're going to see some of that today. And I think what you're going to see is how simple it was and it still could be, right? And how complicated we've made it and what we can do to sort of trim out the weeds, take the weed whacker and take it down a few inches, right? Down to the round, go to the nub, right? Not that we want to be minimalists, but we've overdone a lot of this stuff. So I've got a little presentation for you and I have two handbooks here. One is from 1969. It's a difficult one to find. I do have it on order, by the way, for a paper version that I'm going to digitize. Because I don't really need paper copies of anything. So I'll just slice it and have it sliced. And there's a place around the corner that'll digitize it all. And then I'll make that available to us all. But it's, I got it on eBay. I found one. So it's a 1977 version. Or no, 1969 version, I mean. So I have that coming. That'll be here on Wednesday and then I'll digitize it. Because there are things in there. And then I think, of course, I'm the only one who's had this epiphany. I'm the only one who could have ever thought that we should be revisiting the things from 1969. But then you know what happened. So I go, as you know, you go down the rabbit hole. Let's go, Google, Google, Google. And then I see, oh, there's, I put in the AC number for that book, which is an AC. And then Rod Machado had talked about this in 2012. And he said, the syllabus was a lot easier. So I just going to take the excerpts from it and give it to you. So he did that. And then you can find that, you can find an excerpt of the, well, of the book, not the whole book, but he puts the syllabus because he said things were just easier and it, you can still follow this today and it works just fine. So I thought, wow, there's something, right? So I wanted to sort of, I thought I was the first one did it, but obviously I'm not. So I also thought I was the only one who understood eights on pylons mathematically, and that's not true either, evidently. So we did a power hour on that before. We're going to take a break at about 30 minutes into this thing, so at about 12:30, and I'll go through the room.